Hi, everybody. It's time for your land and livestock report here on the Ag Information Network of the West. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, as always, there's never a lack of issues to talk about when it comes to ag policy in Washington, D.C. And with another busy fall marketing season upon us for the livestock industry, ELDs and hours of service for those who haul livestock is certainly a big one. During last week's U.S. Cattlemen's Association annual meeting and Cattle Producers Forum in Billings, Montana, I talked with the USCA's Transportation Committee Chairman, Steve Hilker, out of Cimarron, Kansas.
Well, Band-Aid approaches is pretty much where we're at. We have a couple of bills that have been introduced, the TLAS bill, and then there's Modernizing Transportation Across America bill. Both have kind of, they're not, I'm not to say stalled, but they've been in recess. We've got bipartisan support. The senators from this part of the world, Montana and North Dakota, Wyoming, have all been real good. My senators from Kansas, both are co-sponsors. The thing in Washington seems to be not deal with it. Let's kick the can down the road. So there is another 12-month extension that I guess is going to come into play here at the end of September. I'm told it's just going to get rubber stamped and 12 more months probably to try to move this thing forward.
Andy says the time is now to let your representative in Congress know where you stand on this issue. That's a look at your land and livestock report. I'm Russell Nemitz.